Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at NeoCon, and I'm with Interface and Aaron Jindy, the Director of Marketing. Aaron, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. Glad to see you, Kemp.
It's good to be with you. You know, we've been following Interface, in publicly traded company, and you had stellar performance. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very pleased. We've got an amazing group of sellers out there on the street that are helping us do business and service our customers every day, and it's really paying off.
What's the secret? I mean, I know you did some restructuring and aligned things. Is that part of it?
I definitely think that's the case. So we've got a teaming strategy for our sales teams, which allow people to play to one another's strengths. And it also makes sure that across our product portfolio that we're getting full coverage and we're able to service customers that are interested in Nora rubber flooring, Interface carpet, Interface LVT. Secondarily, I would say we've had a big focus on diversification of the business for some time. And that has also been another key to our success.
Well, and another secret to it is David Oakey still helping you with product design, right?
100%. Absolutely. So at NeoCon, our kind of premier feature for carpet tile is the Dress Lines collection. What I think is really exciting about this really shows off some of the skill that David brings to the table. So, you know, he's more than just a carpet designer. He is a partner to Interface. And this collection is a great representation of an immense amount of work, a whole variety of different styles that are part of the Dress Lines collection, but it also builds on our current portfolio. So he took some of our more popular styles that launched in the last couple of years. He uses those base patterns and textures and builds on them. So when he designs for us, he's thinking about the whole Interface portfolio, and he's thinking about how do we actually create a platform of carpet tile products to choose from. It's not just one beautiful collection. It's really about continuing to grow the Interface line and make it make sense for our customers.
So I walked in off the elevator and I see Nora, kind of a texture. It's all black and white. It's post-war modern. It's very interesting and creative, like David always is.
Yeah, and kudos to David. And also we've got new LVT and we've got another carpet tile collection that's previewing as well called Stellar Horizons. What we have done is really taken all of these product stories. The inspiration did have a common theme, and that really is timelessness in design, right? So we look to the past for inspiration, but also to the future for inspiration. And what you're seeing through our space is very much us taking mainly the inspiration for Dressed Lines, because that is looking at this post-war modernism inspired by Annie Albers and Eames and Florence Knoll. You know, so there's a lot of that that you see coming through very clearly in the space. That was a big part of the inspiration, and we continued that through the space.
Well, I'm a little bit of a Lynn head, as you probably know, been in the business for a long time. And, you know, some of these high-low structures you couldn't have done until about 5 years ago when Cardman rolled out their tailored loop equipment. Mm-hmm. And you are making it sing here. It's gorgeous stuff.
Yeah.
So let's go through. You've just won some awards. I know you won a HIP award. You won a showroom award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, very excited that we had Floor recognized as part of the HIP Awards. And, you know, as a reminder, Floor is one of our brands, another one that we love to highlight at NeoCon. And by the way, going back to us having success as an organization, Floor has been key to that as well. We see Floor in commercial applications all the time. It's a great complement to our Interface line, and a lot of times people really look to Floor to punctuate a space, is what I would say. Brings in, you know, some really wonderful residential looks and textures, but with commercial grade quality. And also sometimes that's our more graphic looks. You know, just adds to the palette of options from Interface, definitely.
Most people know Floor is that line that you rolled out that was kind of like a build-a-rug type system where you could pick different modular squares and put together a rug. And you guys have taken that and keep building on it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a great point that you make. So we basically brought modular carpet to the home. And obviously, the same flexibility and all the benefits that it delivers for commercial is something that it delivers for residential as well. So in my home, I have Floor all over the place, and I have pets, and I have good reason to have modular product. So Floor has been a really wonderful extension of our brand, and it operates a little bit more on a retail cycle too, so they can be very current with trends, very fashion-oriented. And like I said, it really, we think of this as part of our overall platform. that format interface, and Floor has a wonderful role that it plays. All of these brands are represented here. That's what was recognized at HIP. And you did ask about the Showroom Award as well. Very exciting how we're kind of seeing this entire week evolve a little bit, right? So certainly Neocon continues to be a tremendous draw. Everybody wants to get themselves to the mart, but we've seen a lot of the showrooms and the manufacturers move to Fulton Market and have design days as being kind of their collective. And we technically are part of design days because we're outside of the mart. Love the partnership and love the concept of this becoming Chicago Design Week. And IIDA had actually started to evaluate the Fulton Market and design days showrooms. And so we are honored to be the best of competition for the Fulton Market grouping.
Well, good for IID for recognizing you. And I think you were probably one of the first companies to move out of the mart, and you got a great space right across the street. Things continue to go well. So how's the Nora business? It's actually been part of your reason for your success, right?
Absolutely. Ultimately, Nora and Interface, I feel like we are kindred brands, you know, in terms of the way philosophically we think about design and we think about products and we think about performance. So they've been a huge enhancement to our line. And at this point, it really has become something that we think of very cohesively. We really ultimately have the same customer for any flooring product, right? What we want to do is we want to service our design customers and our end-use customers, and we want to give them all the solutions to work really hard for their floor and whatever their challenges are for their environment. And Nora provides a really important component to that. The service life of Nora products is 35 to 50 years. I mean, it has this ability to be really long lasting and also beautiful. And I think from an aesthetic standpoint, we've also seen Nora really push the envelope on what rubber can look and feel like. You mentioned the fact that we have the entryway is a really great highlight of showing how Nora actually can be a statement material. We have the Noramint Arago that we have, and we have insets of the Dressed Lines Coordinates product. And both of those together has been really high impact. I've been really excited to see people's reactions when they come in. But it's an example of how we are really elevating Nora. What I was joking about with some people is that Arago in particular is kind of a gateway workplace product. You know, we're really breaking Nora rubber out of the break room and into other spaces. And different products like Noramint Arago are really helping us get there.
It's good to spend time with you. Thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with Interface. Again, been talking to Erin Jindy, the Director of Marketing at Interface, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.